You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We have all heard that physical, emotional, and spiritual health is the objective, but we have a radically different perspective. Stay tuned. This show will make you think and maybe even heal you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what big bomb are you going to drop in the audience today? Isn't physical, emotional, and spiritual health the objective?
No.
Excuse me?
No. We've been doing this for 20 years.
Actually more, but yes.
Actually more. And this has been in the background for so long. And we use a lot of alternative medicine ourselves.
We do.
You know, and we try and fit.
But I want to say, we also do traditional medicine.
Traditional medicine. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And we've been trying to fit the perspectives, because whenever we go to a alternative medical provider, we always, you know, get their philosophy and understand how they think and how they work. It's
correct.
Just part of who we are. Mm-hmm. This is really important. And this is especially true for starseeds. Mm. Now, don't get hung up on that term if you've never heard that term before. If you're listening, you're probably a starseed. 95% of the people that we've worked with over the years, 20 years,
are starseeds.
Yes. You know, people that aren't starseeds just don't gravitate to this kind of information.
That's correct.
So we've done some shows about it. If you want to go and listen, please do that. But here's the big bombshell, okay?
Okay.
Everyone has a purpose of learning at the level of essence.
Okay.
And starseeds are here for an additional purpose.
Okay.
Which is to, in general, make the world a better place. Now, it's very generalized, not specific.
Correct.
And it's up to the individual starseed or up to you to understand what the specific is.
Okay.
But uncovering and implementing purpose is primary to health.
Why?
OMG. We're going to be talking about that for the whole show.
Okay.
So keep that question in mind. Okay.
Okay. I'll keep doing why, everybody. Okay.
Uncovering your purpose is primary to why you're here.
Okay.
And your body is designed naturally to support you when you uncover your purpose and you're delivering your purpose to support you in that way.
In other words,
if you were to see your body as a personality, it says, yeah, it's part of your team.
Okay.
It's part of your staff.
Sure.
That your body's going to say, yeah, I'll do everything I can to make sure that you are able to implement that purpose.
Okay.
So, now dark energy seeks to enslave people and prevent them from their purpose. And especially starseeds. We've talked about this in previous shows, how they are marked, that starseeds are usually marked with all sorts of issues and struggles and challenges.
And oftentimes they're health problems.
They're often health problems.
Okay.
They're health problems.
Not always everyone, but often.
Often health problems of loved ones.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know, health problems. Yeah. Of people around them, or just, you know, they can be addictions. You know, addictions is not just a health problem. It creates all sorts of problems with relationships and
correct
money and all these other issues.
Mm-hmm.
So if, here's what we've seen also. Dark energy has used wellness and well-being activities, massages, Imagine going to a Zen retreat for a week and just relaxing and decompressing and getting massages and meditating and doing yoga.
And people think of that as recovering from everyday life and living.
Right. But okay. What we see, it's a distraction. It allows you to be more enslaved because it says to a human body, which is not a machine, here, we'll give you some crumbs over here, but go back and be a slave.
And be a slave and be abused and misused.
Keep working and working.
And diverted from your sole purpose. Yes. I get that one. Sure.
We're not saying that if you work, it's up to you to determine what your purpose is.
Correct.
We're not saying that if you work in a certain way that you're being enslaved. It's not about what you do. It's about how you do it.
Correct. And I want to make a comment also that if you're a masseuse or do acupuncture or any sort of alternative medicine, a health person, that we're saying it's wrong. In fact, that's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is that when you understand what your purpose is, then those things, especially the massage and all of the other amazing things.
You could take five people and five of them can be doing their purpose in getting a massage, and five of them can using the massage to just go and be enslaved even more.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's
in other words, you have to be able to figure it out, because it's never black and white. It's never either or. And we're going to talk even more about that in a few minutes.
So star seeds were sent here to help the Earth evolve.
Right.
And that evolution is related to other parts of the universe.
Correct.
So programming keeps us focused outside of ourselves, mm-hmm. makes us slaves to the program and to those experts and leaders who may have other motives and interests.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's not, you're not doing your purpose. You're out here trying to figure out what someone Correct. Else wants for you.
All right.
Health is not the objective. Purpose and uncovering one's purpose is the objective.
Well,
and health supports that. But it's not the objective in and of itself. Now we've
in other words, if you focus just on your health, then you've missed the objective.
And here's our disclaimer, okay?
Okay.
That you can be a healthcare professional, and your purpose can be helping other people be healthy to achieve their objective.
Correct.
That's a valid purpose and a starseed purpose. I see that very much.
Yes.
But it's up to you to make that. To understand that nuance. And the way you get that is not from me telling you,
right.
It's from you using the ecosystem approach to go inward and uncovering what your purpose is,
right.
And understand those specifics, those details.
Right.
You know,
yes, exactly.
As you uncover your purpose and start removing negative energy from essence, your body will crave healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you never have to drive yourself, push yourself.
Oh.
None of that. Here's the other thing, and we talked about this earlier.
Okay.
About the mark.
Yes, that mark.
You know, the alcoholism, drug addiction, money problems, mm-hmm. gambling problems, relationship problems. Maybe it's not them, but they have to take care of someone. The caregiving. You know, there's all these things to take you away from your purpose.
Correct.
And it could be something as simple and. And we're kind of picking on this, but you know, just the well-being, wellness lifestyle is just out there to distract you from the fact that you don't have purpose.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
So you do some yoga, you do some meditation, you do some
right.
new acupuncture, you know, breathing exercise, whatever, and then you think you're fine, and then you go back into enslaved arena. Knowing
exactly.
the difference. Is what the ecosystem approach was developed for.
Exactly. And I want to make this decision. When you understand that you are in an enslaved environment, so to speak, or what did you call it? Position. So, when you go, if you
programmed.
Programmed, if you understand that that's what you're going back into after you've done all these great things for yourself, then you can actually start to see where you don't want to be in that enslaved environment, where you don't want to be just, well, me, You don't want to be the maid.
It's never black and white. You can be in an enslaved environment doing your purpose, helping other people overcome their enslavement.
That's correct.
You know, it's never black and white.
But it's up to you individually is what he's really saying. And that's the important part. When you understand your individual, when you understand who you are individually and what your purpose is, you change your perspective on how you do everything in your life.
Yes.
And that is really, really, really important. So, you know, Jason, you know that to uncover your purpose and start removing negative energy from your essence, you know, your body will crave the healthy lifestyle. But some people abuse it because they are so enslaved to the rules and the programmings and all of it. And I just really, really, really wanted to
A healthy lifestyle can be enslaving too.
Exactly. That was going to be my point.
I know that. Yeah. That sounds like such a contradiction.
It really, really
but
does.
Health isn't the objective.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. We're going to keep going with this. And,
right.
You know, if you get a little confused.
That's okay. What are the key points of this segment?
Starseeds are here to implement their purpose. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are designed to support that purpose. Mm-hmm. Focusing on health without uncovering and knowing your purpose is enslaving for your essence.
Correct.
And true health starts in your essence and is the most disregarded aspect of wellness and well-being.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to uncover your purpose and heal your essence so you can implement your starseed purpose.
Love it. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about essence health and what that is and how physical health does not necessarily bring about essence health. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about essence health and what that is and how physical health does not necessarily bring about essence health. Leave it to Jason, of course. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. All right, Jason, what exactly is essence health and how is that different from physical or mental health?
Essence health is intangible. It's an energy. You can't see it.
Okay.
I can't touch your essence.
Okay.
Okay.
You've touched my heart. That's not the same thing.
Well, it's a whole different show.
So. Oh, okay.
We'll do that on Valentine's
Day. Okay, on Valentine's Day. Okay.
That's good. Also an intangible, but yes. It's the same thing. It's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
And physical and mental health always has its root, always comes from your essence.
Okay.
You know, when you're working on your physical body, it's like you're working on the tail as opposed to the dog.
Ah.
You know, you've heard that expression,
wagging the dog.
Yeah,
yes,
something like that.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
How are purpose and essence related? So here we are.
That's a really good question.
The essence is intangible.
Okay.
And so we were just talking about purpose. People are really confused now.
Okay.
And by the way, when she saw we were going through the outline, she said, Jason, you got way too much information here.
There is so much.
If you don't get it, just hang in there with us.
Yes. And keep listening to our shows. You'll get it.
Yes. So how are essence and purpose related? Well, your purpose is contained within your essence.
Okay.
And when you do programming, which is the opposite of going inward, it's like, do this. It doesn't matter how you feel. Just push everything aside and just go for it.
And cover up your essence in the whole.
That's in essence what it's doing. Yes.
Exactly.
So here's the thing that we discovered. And if you go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section,
mm-hmm.
we have two articles in there about the discovery. And
okay.
Here's the discovery that we made, which is a big part of health.
Mm-hmm.
We started looking at people and we saw most of their essence had 80% or more covered with negative energy.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's pretty shocking.
Yes.
From our perspective.
Yes.
But then we started looking at people who were the leaders, the people who achieved greatness. They didn't have 80%, right? They had like a lot less, right?
No.
They didn't.
No.
And
yes.
That was the basis of the discovery. Is that in this world today, we're not getting better. And the people who have achieved greatness have taken that remaining 20% that's left over, reconfigured it, so they have this great talent, but they also have this great deficit.
Right.
And you see that with people, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
But with the ecosystem approach, it's about clearing that negative energy. So let me give you another example about how this works.
And it's a great, this next example, if you don't understand the 80% or you go, it doesn't
go to our website.
Sense. Yes.
Sign up for that free section, start reading about it. Okay?
Exactly. But this right here, this made this a lot easier for me to go, okay, people are going to get this.
So imagine your essence is an energy and it has 100 bits of life force. Now, this is a metaphor, but it's not literal. It's a metaphor.
But it's a good one.
Those 100 bits, if they were working properly.
If they could work properly.
Your essence would be completely healthy.
Okay.
What we say that most people have 80% or more covered up with with negative energy.
Correct.
When negative energy sits on top of one bit of life force, it
blocks it.
It blocks it. It's unable to function.
As it was intended
exactly.
to do. Right.
Exactly.
And so what it does is, as I understand it, it starts looking for information from a different way, or trying to see it by using less amount of, I'm going to use the word truth or life force to understand what you're doing.
So if you've ever done something like, oh my gosh, I made a choice over here, but now I think, oh my gosh, why did I do that?
Exactly.
That's that negative energy. If right. you've
been there,
if you chose the wrong mate,
wait, more than once. Go ahead.
Had a serious disease.
How about
the wrong career? I mean, you know, made huge mistakes. You're in jail or were in jail for a time being.
Exactly.
You
know, exactly.
It all comes from that 80%. And so if you can get rid of that, that's going to change the world. So that's going to make the difference.
And what he's saying is you're going to uncover the positive side of the 80%. You're going to uncover it. And so how and what you're going to do with your life will actually truly authentically matter.
We've seen that as we uncover ours, it's increased our ability, our intuitive ability.
Oh.
Tenfold, a hundredfold.
At least.
Now, understand this is a process, and it's a very slow process. You know, we started out with a lot of negative energy, both of us.
Right.
If we, if we live for another 40 years, what's that, 110? So, you know, if we live a long time.
I'm not saying.
I doubt if we'll get all of that negative energy gone.
But
it's a slow process.
It's not only a slow process, but it also carries over into the next lifetime.
Yes.
And this is...
That's part of the problem we're having in the world. People are coming in with a lot of negative energy.
And then they have to start with a great deficit.
That's where childhood disease comes from, by the way.
Like that. So, well, and you know what, Jason, there's also another part. Jason has an example about when your essence is unhealthy, it does these things. And so this is a generalization.
Again, I'm trying to speak metaphorically, but when your essence is unhealthy, it's sobbing, it's crying, it's moaning, it's saying, help me, I'm hurting. When it's got 80% of this negative energy on top of it, it is reaching out and saying, do something, fix this.
Right.
So how does that manifest? How do we know what that is?
Right.
Well, it can be a disease.
Yes.
Cancer, heart disease, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People think it's physical. It's not just limited to the physical.
Mm-hmm.
It can be an incurable disease. That's when it's saying, oh, it's so hopeless. I'm never going to be fixed. Just take me out of my misery.
Yes.
That's an incurable disease.
Yes.
Money problems. Gambling problems,
exactly.
Relationship problems, even freak accidents.
Yeah.
I put this in here and she was reading this shit. What? Serial killer? A serial killer? You know, but truly, they target that there's some sort of antenna that
serial killers have that can find that person
whose essence is crying out and moaning and sobbing.
Exactly. And so it makes, that person for the serial killer an easy target. Start and I know that sounds like, oh my gosh, but start today. Start using the ecosystem approach, because as we know, serial killers can be anywhere.
We just have to look at the world today and how hard it is for people just to function.
Exactly. Just every single day.
Mental health, emotional health.
Yes.
Work together.
Well, and how
road
many
road rage
exactly
all comes from that 80%.
How many people, including yourself, do you know are happy? How many people do you know? And I have to say, I'm gonna use myself. When I met Jason, I truly was not happy, and I was not in good health really at all. And I have to say, today I am happy.
And in better health.
And in much better health.
So it's not perfect. It's not black and white. And it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, as you start removing this negative energy, you have to relearn a form of how to live
from
your essence.
You do.
It's not like a switch or like you fix something
and it's all better.
Yeah.
But what happens is, and this is personal, what happens is that when you start removing that negative energy, you actually change. You don't realize it, your perspective on how you look at something. And when you look at it from a different perspective, you can see a whole lot more, and then you can clear a whole lot more.
Well, so here's the big part that most people don't get either. Okay. Let's say you have cancer. You cure cancer.
Right.
Where does the negative energy go? Unless you go to the essence and remove that negative energy that caused the cancer in the first place, it doesn't care. It'll just go to a different spot.
Exactly.
My first wife, who died of cancer, she started out with symptoms of MS. And then she stopped having those symptoms for 2 or 3 years. And that her essence was crying out with the MS symptoms. I can't walk. I can't move.
I can't function.
You know, yeah. It was very hopeless. And then all of a sudden she got this cancer. And this cancer that she got was stage 2, was very curable. And she died from it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because there was something wrong with the chemistry or the medical profession. It was her negative energy in her essence. So this whack-a-mole process where if you hear something over here with traditional methods, you don't get it up here in your essence, it's going to just move around.
And it's going to find another spot. So, Jason, just because we're running out of time, I'm going to ask you to do the key points, and then we'll get to the other 2 points in the next segment.
Okay.
What do
we'll
you
do
say?
That.
Okay.
All health, both physical and mental, come from essence, and that's the root. That's the root cause. Mm-hmm. Knowing purpose and the abilities and talents to implement purpose comes from a healthy essence. Mm-hmm. And you don't remove negative energy at the source essence. It will move around and continue to affect you in different places.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to remove negative energy at the source, your essence.
Love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how purpose and healing essence can impact serious disease, incurable disease, and just day-to-day symptoms, well, of course, that are irritating. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how purpose and healing essence can impact serious disease, incurable disease, and just day-to-day symptoms that are irritating. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain the difference between energy healing and healing your essence. And it's really kind of confusing. So,
okay. You can do energy healing for your physical body. You know, let's say...
Okay, I have a broken arm.
Yes. Well, that's not a good one. Okay. I have allergies.
Oh, you know,
You go to an acupuncturist and they bring you into balance, and that should help your allergies.
It actually does.
Yes. But that's not getting to your essence. That's not getting to the root cause
of what
you have to do.
Okay.
And practically, you have to do both. We never say just do the ecosystem approach. Don't ever use any sort of
physical
involvement like acupuncture. We love acupuncture.
Or even traditional medicine. And truly, we not only love acupuncture and chiropractic, we love our chiropractor. So, just thought I'd give him a great plug.
Yes.
He's one of the best I've ever been to.
So it takes both, but you have to always be going to your emotional story and your essence.
You have to understand that, because your emotional story is not the same as mine, and everybody else's is not the same as ours, but they're different. And so we're being affected by different things.
Well, and you've struggled with vertigo. So when you go to the chiropractor and you have a subluxation and he puts you back into alignment, then
thank you very much.
That's helpful. But what we do, we take the extra step and we say, okay, what's causing you to feel dizzy or to be knocked off your feet?
Exactly.
And we go back to your emotional story
exactly.
and start clearing that. And that makes all the difference.
And it really, really, really helps.
And it's, we're going to continue to doing it that mm-hmm. way.
Mm-hmm.
Your vertigo has been much less as a result of that.
Oh,
and we keep working on that emotional
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
And that we, as it comes up again, we see different aspects of it that we didn't see before.
Exactly.
Then we clear that.
That's very
effective. Now, the point that we're trying to make in the other segment was about infinite human potential. And that comes from not doing energy techniques on your physical body, but going to your emotional story and clearing that at the level of essence. And as you remove that from that, 80 bits is covered up with negative energy, and all of a sudden there's 79, there's 78, there's 77.
Correct.
Then that's when you start to experience or have access to human potential that was the way it was always designed.
Well, I just real fast have to jump in. When Jason first did energy work on me and did the clearing on me, the difference in that different perspective I was talking about a few minutes ago in the last segment, it really surprised me, because I had done a lot of energy work, been around it a lot, but no one had ever touched the essence of who I am and helped me see who I was.
And that was because I went to the story and say, okay, and at that time I didn't know a lot of it, but I knew enough to go deeper than most people when they just do it, like whether it's a Reiki or an acupuncture
Correct.
Or chiropractic, unless you're working on your own emotional story, that by nature is very superficial.
Right.
But this goes back to the potential. And we have this written on our newsletter. if you haven't signed up for our newsletter and that free section, you need to read that article about the discovery, about the 80%, and go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for that free section, because mm-hmm. when you get that newsletter, one of the things that I wrote is that we teach machines to be more like people and people to be more like machines. But infinite human potential is a result of making humans more humans. And what we mean by that is going to your essence and healing your essence,
right?
Not healing your physical body, not healing your spiritual body, whatever right. that is exactly.
And that healing, the healing starts with uncovering the negative energies that are blocking you from who you are.
Now we did a show.
Your purpose. In being here.
We did a show about uncovering your emotional story just a few weeks ago. So go back and look at that.
Right. If you wanna, it's good. It's a good one.
It's a yes. really helpful. So yes. let's talk about the specifics of what happens with traditional medicine. They see humans as machines where everyone is the same, and they use statistics and groups measurements to understand health.
Correct.
And that data, if it's out of the norm, if you have data that's out of the norm, they prescribe drugs and surgery.
Sure.
Okay. That doesn't get to your essence. Alternative and natural medicine believes that if you're more natural and give the body what it needs nutritionally and with vitamins and minerals and get the energy flowing as you heal, removing toxics, you'll heal, which is, I think, a much better approach.
Yes.
But that doesn't get to your essence either necessarily. So because of both of these exclude purpose and essence. Right. In other words, in a age of Aquarius, going to a healthcare professional, probably an alternative medicine practitioner, they would go and start helping you uncover your purpose.
Okay.
So that as you're trying to overcome allergies or cancer or heart disease or whatever other condition that you go there for,
right?
You're also working on your life story, your emotional story, and trying to uncover your purpose so that your body can help you with your purpose.
Correct.
As opposed to a lot of times people, their symptoms are interfere with their ego and their ability to look to look good in the world.
That is
nothing wrong with that, but it in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you're not here to look good in the world. You're here to do a purpose. And if you need to look good in the world as a part of that purpose, then your body's going to help you. If you don't,
correct.
If it's not directly in line with your purpose, it's going to be different things. So
correct.
My wife had she had a very curable cancer. We talked.
By the
about
way,
this.
Not me. Yeah, his first wife.
My first wife, and her emotional story was the same with both MS and the cancer. And. You know, doctors, they've told me specifically, oh, it's not related. You know, the fact that she had MS symptoms before is not related to the cancer. Well, because that's how they think. That's how they, you know, traditional medicine is very compartmentalized. You have specialties and all these other things. They can't see the connection,
well,
but there is
add
a
up
connection.
Mathematically.
Doesn't add up mathematically, but her story was the same.
Right.
The metaphor was the same for both.
Right.
Now, Louise Hay wrote a book, Converting Symptoms to Metaphors.
Which was actually amazing.
It's very good. But the metaphor was very simple. Like, diabetes, no sweetness in life. So
okay.
Clear the fact that you're unhappy in life. Well,
correct.
That's not enough.
Yes.
Why are you unhappy in life? What's right. your emotional story?
Right.
And what are all the specific aspects of that? And frankly, as you go into that, there's more and more detail that you uncover as far as you go.
Exactly. Well, I have another one that is in the Louise Hay book, skin problems.
Yeah.
You're being irritated. By what are you being irritated? Something's gotten under your skin. Well, if you look at your life story, it's not just something. Usually it's someone.
Or a whole bunch of someones.
Or
a structure that has affected you.
Exactly, exactly. And when you start realizing that you can get rid of that anger and that and feeling a victim to all of that, boy, there's a lot of things that just clear up. It's amazing.
So when you have an incurable disease, there's a hopelessness about your emotional stories.
Like, absolutely.
I'm screwed no matter what. I need to go.
Well, you know. And that hopelessness is connected to, I can't stand up for myself. Mm-hmm. And that when I can't stand up for myself, how can I do my purpose in life?
And people,
well, that's that negative energy that's stopping you from it.
People say, well, so does that mean that there's nothing incurable? I would say theoretically, yes.
That's right.
But it's not for me to make someone overcome their hopelessness.
Right.
Traditional medicine will give you a drug that forces negative energy from one area to another area.
Right.
But it's at the end of the day, it's always up to the decision's up to your essence.
Correct.
So day-to-day symptoms are often pointers if you're working on your emotional story.
Correct.
If you're working on your emotional story and says, okay, well, we talked about the vertigo, you know.
Okay.
If you have that, it means, you need to do a little more work there.
Yeah.
You know, my allergies get crazy. It's, I need to do a little more work with my emotional story that's created
and
my allergies.
And instead of taking that personally, if you start doing a little more work, such as doing clearing and removing that negative energy, things get better.
So
things get better.
Here's a vision that really pulls it all together.
Okay.
You know, and it's not a prediction. It's what I see very clearly.
Okay.
At some point, traditional medicine and alternative medicine will completely clear illness and disease.
Okay.
Will completely eliminate illness and disease.
Okay.
But that won't change the world. In fact, it'll make it worse. And the reason is because it'll take away the avenues that your essence has to say, to cry, to moan.
Yes.
To cry out and say, hey, help me.
Yes.
You know,
something's wrong.
If you block that, those areas. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't cure disease.
Or not at all.
And yes. Any of that other stuff. But if you do that without working on your emotional story, without working on your essence and removing the negative energy.
That's correct.
The world is not going to be better.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about how to clear in the next segment when we're doing some clearing. So stay tuned when we come back.
Oh, what are we doing, the key points?
Oh, Jason, what are the key points? Excuse me.
It's not enough to apply energy techniques. You must understand and apply your emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
Day-to-day symptoms are often have a consistent metaphor to point to your emotional story. We will eliminate disease and illness, but unless we heal essence, the world would not be better or evolve.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach was developed to work at the level of essence, not just dabble with energy techniques.
Okay. With that said, stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do clearings to help you work at the level of your essence. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskritar means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you work at the level of essence. First, we're going to teach you how to clear. It's very, very simple. And anybody, by the way, anybody can do it, and you can do it almost anywhere.
Exactly. So I know Jacob's going to put up the graphic of the processor. All you have to do, you can sit, stand, lay down, mm-hmm. you can be walking, you can be driving. Mm-hmm. All you have to do in your imagination, as I say, to eliminate, mm-hmm. Gather those things to eliminate, whether they're emotions, mm-hmm. veils and illusions, barriers, gather those up, blow them into the processor. It goes in the top of the processor, it gets processed, it comes out neutral.
Right.
So that negative energy is processed. And, you know, some things, if it's not negative energy, it won't be processed. So don't worry about that.
Yes.
You know,
and if it is negative energy, it might take one or two times or maybe sometimes more.
You're not a machine. So it
takes a while. Yeah. Exactly. And then the next thing that we do is we activate life force. It is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And remember, he was talking about life force bits earlier in the show. And it's really, really, really important that you call upon that life force energy and you use it. You teach yourself how to use it. And that's one of the things that we do with the ecosystem approach. So with that said, Jason, go ahead.
So I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can feel and know the most important thing for me is to do my purpose and heal my essence.
Love it.
Nice. Gather up those barriers so you can know that
and blow it
into
the processor.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now I'm going to shorten it just a little bit, just because it's easier to do. And to eliminate all the barriers so I can see that working with energy is not enough. I need purpose and heal. I need purpose and to heal my essence. Take a nice breath. Throw away that negative energy that's keeping you from your purpose.
And to eliminate any intense feelings of worry, anxiety, or frenzy that blocks my essence and its healthy function.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those negative bits there.
Yeah.
You know, worry, anxiety, frenzy, blow that into the processor right now.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have that is negative energy in my essence. Easy? You bet. Toss it out. Take a breath. And throw it away. Throw it in, then put it in that processor.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can know that my health comes from purpose and removing dark energy from essence.
Love it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my health comes from removing dark energy, negative energy from my essence. Take a nice breath. Easy.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that needs to be removed so I can live my purpose.
Wow, that's huge.
That mark always has some form of fear and terror in it.
Exactly, exactly. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see bad health is always my essence pleading to be healed. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger I have that is a huge distraction from my unique purpose.
Yeah, take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically for a healthy essence. By the way, this is a really big one try it as a goal to work towards, mm-hmm. because it really makes a difference. Take a breath, everyone.
Healing or clearing is cumulative. The more you do it, the better it works.
Yes, it is.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see I've been marked with struggles that can be healed mm-hmm. with essence. That mark, it doesn't have to be forever. You can heal it with essence, but it has to be going to your essence and working with your emotional story.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear my way to overcome my struggles and heal my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to my emotional story and a perspective so I can heal my essence by clearing.
Amazing. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the possibilities for me personally by going directly to essence and clearing so I can heal. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see and desire health of my essence by clearing deeply with mm-hmm. my emotional story.
Take a breath. Let's activate some life force.
Okay.
Remember, life force is the most powerful energy that we have access to. So follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy. I'm going to call upon it. I'm going to have it come in through the top of my head, go all the way down my body and my arms to the tips of my toes. I'm going to ask it to stop right there. I'm going to ask it to turn around so I can be happy and healthy and love, and also to remove the blocks so I can see what I need to remove by using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for real health with my essence by removing the negative energy that keeps it from its ability to be healthy.
Love it. Take a breath. Through the top of your head. It's amazing. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my health really is rooted in my essence working as it should. Wow. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to clear my essence and allow my purpose to unfold versus programming myself with some sort of other person's purpose.
Correct. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, objective, and stand in my power, use my essence, be able to listen to my essence for who I am and why I'm here so I can do my purpose. And by the way, there is nothing more satisfying than that. Nice and easy. Take a breath. And blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The lunar eclipse or astrology for starseeds.
Okay.
You know, I like to talk about astrology. It's for starseeds. It's really, really important. It gives you a language.
Okay. Yes.
To talk about energy mm-hmm. that we don't have in our normal vernacular.
Okay.
And one of my biggest pet peeves, which we're going to talk about next week, is that astrology is used for some sort of prediction.
Oh.
But it's the wrong approach. If you're a starseed, there's something that's way more powerful than using it for prediction. And you'll have to tune in next week to find out what that is.
Okay. I really, 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 I really like that. So, Jason, why do I want to do the ecosystem approach?
Well, you know, it's probably about how you can do the ecosystem approach, because if you're listening,
okay,
you're saying to yourself, I want to heal.
Yeah.
If you've been listening, you say, you know, I don't want to do this superficial healing. I want to go deep.
I want to do real healing.
Because it'll not only heal my physical body, if that's a problem.
Okay.
But it'll heal my money, my relationships.
Correct.
My job. And mm-hmm. typically, as you do this, you know, we don't have a lot of clients that just pack up and say, oh, you know, they quit their job. They move. They go live on a mountaintop. None of that.
Yeah.
They just they just find a way to be where they're at in a way that's so much better for them and everyone around them.
Well, and that's changing that perspective that I was talking about.
Exactly. And people have told us that once they start doing this, the ecosystem approach,
their lives have changed.
And there's a ripple effect with everybody around them too.
And it's for the better.
So how do you do that?
Okay.
First things first, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
And sign up for our free section. Make sure the box is checked for our weekly newsletter. Do the clearings every week. Listen to our show every week. Mm-hmm. We're teaching you in these shows from different viewpoints how do you apply the ecosystem approach. Okay. So it's very, very important to listen every week. Go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and please like us while you're there. I really appreciate those likes. You know, I'm getting more and more. If you have a question, if you really liked the show today, just leave a comment and say, hey, I really liked it. It really helped me. You know, about this? You know,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
And the other thing is that if you have a request for a subject that you'd like to hear us talk about, let us know.
You can do that by emailing us at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, everyone, just take a breath. Give yourself a moment to realize you're here for a reason and figure out what that reason is. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.